and love him, yeah, just do it. And after you do, you will be his. You will be his. You will be his. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Donald Trump back in Butler, Pennsylvania, where he was nearly assassinated over the summer. CBS Pittsburgh reporter Jennifer Barrasso.
All eyes on the Secret Service, looking to correct deadly mistakes nearly 3 months after a shooter tried to kill former President Donald Trump at the Butler Farm Show. This time, surveillance drones are in the air. On the ground, a much larger security presence. The Pennsylvania State Police providing more than 100 troopers.
Appearing with him for the first time on the campaign trail was billionaire Elon Musk. Trump's rival, Democrat Kamala Harris, was in North Carolina to once again see damage from Hurricane Helene, which hit more than a week ago.
I have always found in my life and career that some of the people who are most generous have the least to give and give everything they can to take care of each other. And so we are seeing the heroes among us, and I'm very grateful for all the folks who are doing this work on the ground.
The death toll from Helene is 229. Tropical storm Milton is formed in the Gulf of Mexico. It's forecast to strengthen into a hurricane Sunday night as it heads towards Florida's west coast. Milton is forecast to move across the southwestern Gulf of Mexico and approach Florida's west coast by the middle of next week. Israel's army chief is vowing to keep hitting Hezbollah. It comes as Israel appears to be widening its offensive in Lebanon. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Army Chief of Staff Herzl Halevi said that Israel must continue to apply pressure on Hezbollah. He said it must do additional and continual damage to the enemy without concessions and without respite. The statement came as Israel expanded its attacks on Lebanon Saturday with more than a dozen airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs and Israel striking a Palestinian refugee camp deep in the north of Lebanon.
Another setback for the black high school student from Texas, suspended over the length of his dreadlocks.
Judge Jeffrey Brown rejecting 18-year-old Daryl George's emergency temporary restraining order that would have allowed him back at Barbers Hill High School near Houston after a year-long suspension. The school claims when his locks are down, his hair falls below his eyebrows in violation of the dress code. George's attorney, Allie Booker, says there's still hope.
We get a chance at injunctive relief, so we will get a full hearing.
George calls the ordeal disappointing.
Throughout all the fighting for the black history that we've already done, we still have to do this again and again. It's ridiculous.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Actor Keanu Reeves made his professional auto racing debut today at the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He wound up finishing 5th out of 35 cars after spinning out without a collision. 25th, that is. Reeves has a second race on Sunday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Doctors are now warning that inhaling nitrous oxide, better known as laughing gas, is re-emerging as a social media fad again. Reporter Brad Gibson has that.
It's called chroming, a catch-all term for young people inhaling nitrous oxide products in hundreds of social media videos viewed thousands of times. Anthony Pizon with the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine.
We are sensing a resurgence with not just nitrous oxide, but other inhalants.
There are a range of symptoms from headache to passing out, and in some cases, death.
A lot of kids are unfortunately exposing themselves to it, largely due to its appeal on TikTok.
Pizon warns chroming is back, and parents need to talk to their kids and be nosy in their bedrooms. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, more than 25 million people over the country over the age of 12 may have tried inhalants. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A chance of a shower or storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy and breezy and lows in the upper 50s. With a return to sunshine tomorrow and staying breezy, it'll be cooler. Highs in the mid-60s. It warms to the upper 60s for Monday and Tuesday with sun. Right now it's 76.
Is through, no time to wallow in the mire. right now we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night out.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Inside me, baby, makes me feel happy. would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies.
God's waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Watch it now, watch it. Hey! Hey! Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Not small. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are flies. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
We'll be right back. old part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying.